So I'm just sitting in the reception area of the Nottingham University where the Eco House is being built, and it's a feverish pace in there this morning. They're pulling cladding together and various other components. I'm sitting with Alistair Gray, who's doing a lot of the 3D CAD work and is also one of the communication heads involved with the project, making the media, getting the output sorted out. And we've been talking about the Twitter accounts this morning. They've come up with this really interesting concept to use three Twitter accounts. Master accounts, so like a mother, father, and a child, if you like, and their involvement inside the house. And I'm just sitting with Alistair, and we were just talking about 3D and creative Adobe packages and the fact that he's been using it for some time. And he's just told me a really interesting idea about the renders that he's working on of the house. He's actually got a full-size, accurate model that he's been working on with a friend of his, Ash. And tell me a little bit about this projector thing.
Well, what we've decided to do, when I finish the 3D model, it'll be quite high spec. It'll be accurate. It'll be built from the technical drawings that we have from the architects. And we thought that if we could use two projectors, and then render a sequence where the house twisted round, but render it from two points of view that are maybe like 10 centimeters apart. We could project those two views simultaneously from the two projectors, use polarizing filters that I have myself for my experience in photography, and then if you were to look at that view with the glasses that you say get when you go to see Avatar, the 3D film, then you'd see the render projected and spinning around in 3D.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, well, it's a good idea. We're really excited about this kind of thing. It'll obviously cost money. It'll take a lot of time, but we think it'd be a really good thing to have an eco building in Madrid, and it'd be a good talking point, and obviously set us apart from the other teams, which is what we really.
I think we need to get some projectors. You've just given me an idea as well. I saw recently where they're using these high definition projectors where they're layering on projections based on the dimensions of the building. So the actual animation, as it runs, it knows what it's looking at. It knows like the sizing of the wall, so the video almost wraps around the edge of it. Now, seeing what I've seen this morning, wouldn't it be amazing if you had these high definition projectors moving across the side of the building, showing an internalized view of the insulation? The possibilities are.
Absolutely, yeah, that'd be fantastic, and that'd also give us a really good opportunity to show how the building works internally, because that's what it's all about at
Of
the end of
course,
the day.
of course.
And we don't really want to take the cladding off to show people
No.
the insulation, so being able to project that information onto the.
Right, so that's our mission. So anybody listening to this tweet, this is part of the media making that we're doing for Nottingham University's project. We want to find some sponsors who are going to lend us for a couple of days some high definition projectors. And also, if you know anybody or have heard anybody in your Twitter stream who's doing that 3D texture mapping with projectors, to get in touch, because I think that with the polarizing idea that you've got will be really something to behold. I think it'd be fantastic social media output of the actual house. Alistair, I know you're a busy man. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.